Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, for 45 years, the Texas Lyceum has been shaping leaders across politics, business, and civic life. Names you might know from both sides of the aisle. We have President George W. Bush, Senator Ted Cruz, even Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And this week, the nonpartisan organization marks its anniversary with a call for more civil discourse in Texas and beyond. We have Texas Lyceum President Creighton Webb joining us here on KRLD for today's Ask the Expert. Thanks so much for joining us.
Kristen, David, thanks for having me. Great to be with you both.
Creighton, as the president of this amazing historical organization, what has it been like to be able to lead your members and to continue to build on the legacy that the Texas Lyceum has already created?
Well, it's been humbling and it's been rewarding. My job is to surround myself with people who are smarter than I am, which, as my wife likes to say, is not terribly difficult. But in the case of my 95 colleagues, there are 96 of us who are directors of the Texas Lyceum at any given time, folks from all over the state, men, women, diverse in their political thinking, urban, rural. Our job is to educate, develop the next generation of Texas leaders and to promote civil discourse. And of course, I think everybody would agree now more than ever, we need civil discourse, so much so that this year we launched in January a campaign for civility, calling on elected officials and all citizens to adopt some core principles that I think have been important not only to the Lyceum, but also to our democracy. And those are to seek to understand before being understood, to disagree without being disagreeable, and to engage in discussion, true civil discourse and dialogue about our most important public policy matters that are facing our communities. And let's be honest, we have some difficult issues to deal with.
Yeah, and especially in the days of social media, finding civil discourse is almost impossible because it doesn't take long before it gets into name-calling and accusation.
Well, that's right. And that's it's timely. The Lyceum meets four times a year in a different Texas city and takes on a different public policy issue. So at the end of this week in Dallas, we'll be having our third quarter meeting where we're talking about the future of the media and journalism. And I think a lot of people believe that journalism has changed so much. So the questions we'll be asking are, where are Texans, where are Americans getting their news? Are they getting their news from reliable sources that can give them both sides of the story? Are they getting their news from multiple stories, sources so they can discern what they're being told for themselves? We have every year, the Lyceum does an annual poll. This is our 19th annual poll. We'll be releasing new data on Friday the 19th about Texans' attitudes around media. Do they still trust local media or are they turning to social media more for their information? I won't give it away, but I bet you can guess. But I bet you might be surprised as well. So I think now is really a time not only to call on the citizenry to talk to folks, engage in dialogue that may not agree with their points of view in order to understand, but it's also a great time to call on both our elected officials as well as partisan and advocacy media to lower the temperature. We're all Americans. We're all Texans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, looking back the past 45 years, what's one way that the Lyceum has really changed to meet the needs of Texas? Because we're growing constantly, we're getting more diverse.
I think that's a really important part of how the Lyceum has grown and changed. You know, we're really proud of the Dallas legacy of the Lyceum. Some of our founding members in 1980, 1981 include former State Representative Ken George from Dallas, former U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. But the fact of the matter is it was a smaller, more connected group of individuals who started the Lyceum in the 80s or the early 80s. I would say the group is much more diverse now, not only racially diverse, gender diverse, but also, perhaps most importantly, geographically diverse. You know, when we go to Lyceum meetings, what I find the greatest divide is not Republican-Democrat or conservative-liberal. The greatest point of new learning and understanding is urban-rural, and folks from our big cities understanding the issues and the difficulties and the challenges and opportunities in our rural communities, and folks in our rural communities similarly understanding the challenges in our big cities. And you're right, so many people are moving here, so the stakes are high.
They really are. And you mentioned the fact that we're talking about 45 years of encouraging civility in politics. And that's where there also seems to be that line, that demarcation, that people on one side seem to be so much further away from people on the other side. So that chasm is growing even further and wider apart. How do you get those voices to actually, you know, cross that chasm where they can actually find something? You know, America really hasn't been this, been united since 9/12 in 2001.
I think the answer is simple, and it's one word, and that's relationships. Kristen, in your intro, you talked about the alums of the Lyceum. So Senators Kay Bailey Hutchison, Senators Cruz, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, Governors Perry, Governors Abbott, former Lieutenant Governor and Chancellor John Sharp, R's and D's. These folks joined the Lyceum and didn't have aligned points of view. And yet to this day, I mean, John Sharp and Rick Perry, former Governor Perry, former Lieutenant Governor and A&M Chancellor John Sharp, to this day are dear friends. My understanding is Senator Cruz, as many might call a far-right Republican, and Clay Jenkins, Dallas County Judge, some might call a liberal Democrat, from the Lyceum were poker-playing buddies. And to this day, my understanding is they have a relationship. In fact, I'm told, let's never let the facts get in the way of a good story. I'm told when Judge Jenkins was up visiting Senator Cornyn a year ago in the Senate cloakroom, Senator Cruz walked up and gave Judge Jenkins a big hug. So now whether they'll admit it happened or not, I have no idea. But to me, it comes down to I see you as a human being. I see you as my friend. I see you as my colleague. I trust you. I respect you. I admire you. And I may not agree with you on everything, but let's disagree without being disagreeable, because there may be a number of things that we agree on together. And, you know, our country has a long history of this. In my office, I have a picture of Tip O'Neill, former Democratic U.S. Speaker of the House from Massachusetts, a Democrat, with his arms around a smiling, happy Republican Ronald Reagan. And 10 years later, the same was true with Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton. And despite an impeachment, they still figured out how to work together. And at the end of the day, that's what we want. We've got to lower the temperature, lower the noise, and stop taking the bait. We have a choice as Americans to engage in civil discourse and to agree without being or disagree without being disagreeable.
And, you know, this all started in the beginning threads of this organization. This week, you're going to be honoring your founder. Can you share with our listeners who that was and the impact that that first initial ripple in the water has made?
Not only who he was, but who he is. His name is Skipper Dipple. Can you imagine a better name? I encourage you to Google this man. He has a long and distinguished track record in giving back, in leadership. He's received numerous awards. He is the chairman of Brenham National Bank, and he is our founder. Now, he will tell you he's one of many, along with Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison and Representative George that I mentioned earlier, along with myriad others. But he felt like the Lyceum needs to be a place that dialogue and respect and the golden rule will train the next generation of leadership. So when they're in positions of power, whether it's in the legislature, in Congress, in the governor's mansion, in the C-suite, or as executive director of a nonprofit organization, they have those relationships in place and can get things done. And by the way, are educated on our most important public policy matters, because as I said, we meet four times a year and discuss a different public policy matter. So Skipper this week, on Thursday, the 18th of September, is receiving the Lyceum's greatest honor. It's called the Stewardship of Texas Values Award. There is a long list of individuals from Nolan Ryan to President George H.W. Bush to Lady Bird Johnson, several governors that have received this in the past. The list goes on and on. But rarely do we recognize one of our own. And so for the 45th anniversary, which we internally have dubbed the Year of the Alumni, we're recognizing our alums, it seemed fit and appropriate to recognize the one and only Skipper Dipple.
My last question to you is just for our listeners who would like to know more about the Texas Lyceum, be able to be part of this or part of the, you know, or learn more from you all, how can they get more information?
Yeah. So, of course, the website is texaslyceum.org. We're also on LinkedIn and Facebook. This week, we have an op-ed that's appeared in the Houston Chronicle calling on civility and citing the Texas Lyceum polls that say what we all know in our heart of hearts, that Texans want to be able to talk to one another. They want civility in politics. They want our elected officials to do better. They want their neighbor to do better. They want the media to do better. We can all do better. And the Lyceum wants to be head of the pack. And we also want to walk the talk.
That is Texas Lyceum President Creighton Webb with us here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.